This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
Inviting you to join us here on Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username LRN.FM. You are still welcome to comment on the state of marriage in the United States and around the world, becoming less popular among young males specifically. Also, Mark, you've been blogging over at freetalklive.com. You wanted to share one of your blogs with us here tonight, so yep. We'll get into that. It's Ian Conan and Mark in the studio. Let's go first, though, to Charlie in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Hello, Charlie.
How you doing, guys?
Hey. What's on your mind, Charlie?
I can really identify with your last caller. Same thing happened to me. The thing that really angers me is it's the innocence that suffer. You know,
when you say the same thing happened to you, meaning you got divorced and got screwed over in a divorce?
Using the kids.
Kids as a weapon.
You can't see the kids. I want more money. You can't see the kids. And then telling, stories. And they don't understand. The kids don't understand. You know, it caused me a lot of emotional trauma, but you know, it was way worse for them.
I bet.
Like I say, they didn't understand what was going on.
Did they figure it out later?
Oh yeah, years later, but they were still scarred from it.
Sure.
You know, they weren't able to stay in a marriage.
Wow. This is a difficult situation because, this is like asking an employee whether they should be getting paid more money, right? The same is true for child support. So, I mean, if you're asking a mom if she should be getting or the custodial parent, let's call them, if you're asking the custodial parent if they should be getting more from the non-custodial parent, the answer is going to be, you know, the vast majority of the time, yes, absolutely, I need more money because raising kids is hard and expensive. However, in that same circumstance, if the non-custodial parent is like, hey, I'm paying money, I should be able to see my kids. I understand why you might be able to be keeping me away from my kids if I wasn't attempting to support them, but for God's sakes, I am, and it's better for the kids if they know that if they see their dad.
Charlie, thanks for sharing your call and thoughts with us tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I mean, we could take calls from people who've been screwed over in divorce all night long.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many stories about this.
But this is one of the reasons I suspect that that people, and males apparently slightly more, somewhat more, are choosing not to get married is because they've heard these stories.
Yep.
They've seen their dads, their uncles, the male friends, older male friends in their lives.
Motivation for me and to not want to get a state marriage and further to want to get a vasectomy. I just don't want to deal with it. I don't want to ever have to have one of these situations come up in my life. It sounds horrifying.
Right. I mean, a marriage is unlikely.
Oh, whoops. Sorry, Charlie.
Sorry, Charlie. A marriage is unlikely to be a big deal for somebody who doesn't have kids. But once the kids are involved, that's when things get very, very complicated.
Yeah, it's true. Let's change gears. Talk about agorism. Mark, you were frustrated by agorism, which is what? Conan, how would you define agorism?
Well, I would define it as two people who one has something of value and the other one wants that thing of value, and so they make a trade. And both are working voluntarily outside of the regulated system. The only regulations are one is receiving what he wants and the other one is being compensated for giving that item to that person. And they don't so it's all outside of government regulation, which is supposed to be set up to protect fraud and these types of things. So how would you define agorism, Mr. Ian?
Well, I mean, it just depends. So there's an argument about agorism that It's not really agorism unless you have the intention to destroy the state.
Right.
And I don't know if I agree with that.
Well, first, what is it? It's working in the counter economy.
Yeah.
Choosing to have a job that doesn't pay taxes or something like that.
I tend to go with the wide definition, as you do, Conan, that anything that's outside of the legal land world, of outside of licensing and regulation, any business that is being done outside of that, anything under the table is agorist, in my opinion. But the agorist purist would say, oh, well, you have to have the intention of bringing down these old monopoly structures in the state specifically.
I would say that I'm a purist in that sense, that agorism is working within the counter economy to not only live your life, but to have some kind of effect against the entrenched powers as they exist.
So is that what you were thinking of when you wrote an article on our website called Agorism Doesn't Work?
No, they're both bullcrap. So the
what?
the bullcrap. Ultimately.
How is it bullcrap? I mean, I haven't read the article, but how is it bullcrap to do business outside of the state? That benefits people. That's a good idea.
That's fine. No, well, it's fine to do business outside of the state. If you have an option of doing business inside the state versus doing business outside of the state, you should do that. So,
what's the bullcrap there then?
Well, it doesn't. It's not a solution to anything other than doing the business you need. So
right,
if you were to
right. So that's the difference, though, between the two.
Hold on. Agorism is a philosophy that intends to bring down the state.
Is it? Okay.
Right. Well, that's what the agorists
say. I don't know. That's what we were just discussing.
That's what the agorists say.
Okay.
Agorists say, whether the purist or the non-purist says that working outside of the system is detrimental to the state, detrimental to the powers that be, whether they're, the government or, big corporations or whatever. And I have yet to see the evidence. And that's what my article's about. I think there's some evidence, but I get into that a bit later in the article. So do you want to read it, or you just want me to sort of explain it to you?
I don't care. I always thought that agorism I never heard this, that the building structure of agorism is to pull the state down, which is actually trying to regulate my business.
Well,
I've never heard it like that before. I thought just the act of agorism was in fact pulling the state down. I don't need to wake up in the morning saying, no, I hate that state. I'm going to go sell my eggs to my neighbor.
No. Lots of people, like you and I, we do all kinds of things that benefit us that that aren't taxed, that aren't regulated, and all those other things.
So, but you wouldn't use the word agorist for that, then?
I think that agorism is a term that is destructive, because the term suggests that you're able to accomplish a goal, and that goal is the destruction.
But Conan didn't even know about that. See, this is what I'm pointing out here.
There's these evangelicals out there that are saying agorism's the solution. Well, agorism's the solution maybe to the problem. Like, for instance, I raise pigs.
Mm-hmm.
I raise pigs among other reasons because I want humanely raised meat, and it tastes a bit better. Well, that's a solution. That's a solution to having better tasting humanely raised meat. It is not a solution to anything else. Right, like
it's a solution to helping enrich your own self, right? Like if you're doing business outside
article,
of the
for God's sake.
You're doing business outside of
what are
the
you
state.
Nitpicking? What are you nitpicking?
I wanted to
complaint?
Have a discussion about what agorism is, because if the headline of your article is that it doesn't work, then it's like I said, it sounds like you're talking about this sort of specific definition of agorism, which is advocated by these purists, of which Conan and I are not two of those people. I just the word agora means the open marketplace, so therefore to me agorism is anything that's done.
If you buy some cookies from your neighbor, you will get cookies.
Yeah,
I don't claim that you get anything. You get nothing but cookie,
and your neighbor gets untaxed cookie.
The idea that you're doing that, your ultimate goal is to bring down the state, that never enters my mind when I'm selling something voluntarily to someone. I'm just trying to make a buck so I can pay my bills. I'm not
right.
I mean, I want to bring down the state, but I'm not. That's not why I'm selling cookies to my neighbor.
Some people choose not to work in the system because they don't want to make too much taxable income and pay money to the government. I think that is also counterproductive, because you can make significantly more money. Some people can make significantly more money by working within the system and, I'm sorry to say, paying some taxes that I would prefer not to pay and living a better life. Now, if you choose to live outside that system because you find that preferable, that is what you prefer to do,
yeah.
I suggest you do not do that because it is, you know, somehow benefits the state or whatever. Don't make your decision based on that. Make it based on what's good for you.
I agree with the better life. You know, being a part of the system for a better life is going to make you happier. It's going to make you live longer. It's going to give you more power.
Being part of the system makes you happy.
It's going to put more cards in your hand, so when you're playing the game, you've got more to play with.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. Mark's going to tell us why agorism doesn't work.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. WebCurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
Tell me about alternatives to insurance.
Yeah, if for those agorists out there that are listening to this, fuming over my thoughts on the philosophy, I'd like to tell you about Liberty Health Share. And this is really for everybody. What Liberty Health Share is completely legal and above board a system for sharing the costs of health care with a group of people who are like-minded. Now, that's what insurance does. Insurance just gets together some people in an organization and amortizes out the costs, spreads out the costs over these people, and then, of course, keeps in employees, a great deal of employees, and big buildings with shiny glass windows and all that stuff. If you cut out, what would the savings be if you cut out at all that inefficiency of the workers and the buildings and assessors and all these things? Well, you find out it's almost 50% savings for my family through Liberty Health Share. And we get to choose our own doctor, choose our own hospital. We live out our values in healthcare, and you can join the movement too and help us change healthcare for good. This is the solution to Obamacare in our house. Join LHS, that's Liberty Health Share. Join LHS.com. And the telephone number for those of you who wish to call rather than going to joinlhs.com is 800-722-8041. Join LHS.com, 800-722-8041, Liberty Health Share.
All right, so Mark, you've posted a blog on our website, our new website, freetalklive.com. It just launched a few weeks ago, and one of the new features that we brought to the site was the ability for the host to post blogs on said site. And you have been doing this. It's your first time really doing any blogging. You've done content production before. You've got the Edgington Post, which is sort of an irregular thing, sometimes more regular, but now irregular at the moment, at least. It was weekly audio interview that you've done.
Yeah.
Now you're doing opinion pieces, and you've really kind of officially kicked it off, I think, now that you've gotten back from the Bitcoin conference, here with a piece about agorism, which is this philosophy that's supposedly revolutionary. There's I guess it was written back in the 1970s. There's a treatise on agorism by Samuel Konkin.
The third. You've got to say the third.
Which, he's the third, apparently, which basically proposes that working outside of the system will destroy the system,
yeah,
ultimately.
Developing alternatives to state-run organizations, basically.
Right, and that's sort of the long view of agorism, is that eventually there will be these competing police, for instance, that arise and outcompete the government police. Or
I assume get in shootouts with them is what the answer would be. I don't know.
Well, yeah, the suggestion is that at the very end that they would be able to protect people from the government police. And, it's a big, big idea, but, I got to agree with you that it's not really proving fruitful.
Yeah, and Konkin's idea came because of the foundation of the Libertarian Party. So his idea was, working within the system justifies the system. It's a terrible idea. You shouldn't do it. And I found a lot of people who were involved in the Ron Paul campaigns in 2008 and then in 2012. They work really hard on a campaign. They try very hard. They get burned out.
Because they lose.
They're sad because they lose. And then they figure out, it's the system. The system did it to me. Mm-hmm. I'm so angry. And now they're not going to work on any campaigns in the future. And I think that, it's fine to be burned out. It's wrong to sort of blame the wrong things. And so what I say here is in the post is the election season, it's ever expanding. You can expect while you're seeing it, I know what I'm going to see is I'm going to see quite a few posts of people that are advocating vote for nobody, and that suggesting that voting is somehow perpetuating the system or creating violence against your neighbor or some kind of, nonsense like that. And most of the time, when people are posting this, is they're going to basically advocate for something that they call agorism. So if you show the very least amount of interest in this, they'll breathlessly go on about what agorism is. It's a philosophy created by Sam Konkin III, and he had this brilliant notion that we could use the counter-economy to out-compete the state, and then they'll tell you that System D, this is people who are operating outside of the state currently, is currently two-thirds of the world's economy.
Okay.
Two-thirds of the world's economy.
People love to work under the table.
Yeah. Two-thirds of the world economy is already sort of untaxed, unregulated, and outside the system.
Great. So the state should just die real soon then, right?
We're almost there, for God's sakes. Well, the fact is that the state system is expanding. It's doing better every year. Systems D is getting outcompeted because System D can't compete. And I'm going to tell you why. If you've got two-thirds of the market share and you're losing market share, you're not just about to win. You're losing. So that system doesn't work. The state, the reason it is because the state can tax and you can't. If you take a look at public schools have been around for 100 years. We're currently at, the numbers of people who are attending government schools are 85% plus and holding strong. And now, we've had private schools all along. People have their most valuable resource they have in their life, their children, they're choosing to send to what they would claim is a substandard education compared to private schools. If you go around and you ask parents, would you rather, all things being equal, you know, bus rides and all that other stuff, would you rather send your kids to a public school or to a private school? It's just as easy to send them to private school. It's just as, costs just as much. Would it rather public or private? And they're going to say, private. Well, I'd rather have a private school. So they've got the branding. Private schools have the branding. It's just that government schools have the funding.
Mm-hmm.
Already those parents are forced to pay. They've been paying their whole lives into these government school systems. They'd rather take the cheap option and then complain about why the cheap option doesn't work than go ahead and get the better option that's going to provide the better education. I've gone to both private schools and public schools, and I can tell you in eighth grade I was on the dean's list. And that is
in private school.
Yeah, in private school. That's the the higher than the honor roll role. I was on the dean's list. In ninth grade, I flunked two courses in government school.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. I mean, that's about as close as you can possibly get to a scientific test. And there you go.
But most parents who are sending their kids to government school aren't willing to assess the extra cost in order to send their kid to a private school because it costs more that way, and they'd rather just not have to do that.
Public right? school is the closest thing we have to being able to look at how agorism might work, right? Like there's a private market alternative to government school.
That's better in every way.
It's better in every way, except maybe bus routes. Oftentimes bus routes can be an issue when it comes to private schools because there's fewer kids that go.
I bet if you paid someone, they'd pick up your kid.
They would, yeah. But I'm just saying that that's the issue.
Yeah.
There you go. That's here's your evidence. This is all the evidence you need. The idea of agorism falls apart because the government pays for cops, the government pays for roads, the government pays for so many things. And if you think that you're going to outcompete them, take a look at public schools. It just hasn't worked very well.
Our toll-free number, I think it's a solid argument.
100 years now.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Plus, there's also the fact that the agorists don't have two thin dimes to rub together to make an investment in any sort of...
They're philosophically poor.
And they live on couches.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We invite you to join us here on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. Skype username lrn.fm. Mark is saying that agorism doesn't work. That is a blog post you've made over at freetalklive.com. To access the freetalklive.com blog, you just go to freetalklive.com and then click on FTL News for the latest posts, and we're going to get back into that discussion here. But should I feel guilty, Mark, that my favorite product from nuts.com is actually the chocolate-covered pretzels?
What about the turtles, man?
Those are pretty darn good.
Oh, wow. So I had one. Marquette, did you have one tonight?
I didn't have one tonight.
There's four left, and they need to be. We can't
have more than one.
Well, there's other co-hosts, and I can't.
Exactly.
They've got to be able to try them. They're too good. Mm-hmm. So, no, I can't have them because of that, but they are delicious. These are the pecan caramel chocolate covered cluster things that you're referring to.
I would say, and I'm not a big fan of cashews. Those are the banana looking mm-hmm. nuts. But I think these are the best cashews I've ever had.
They're big too. They're a bigger cashew.
They have a crunch to them. They're not like soft.
Yeah, it's not like they were overdone or something.
A lot of the ones I've had in other places,
like trail mixes and stuff.
They're soft. Yeah, it's weird.
I don't want to exaggerate, but they're more like macadamia nuts than cashews, at least my experience. And so they're to me it's just high quality nuts.
They've got some they've got some incredible quality here. The packaging is colorful. It's nice, and you can go to nuts.com right now. If you're a new customer, you get 4 free samples when you place your order. There's a certain minimum order, and you can get all kinds of different stuff, not just nuts, but they've got dried fruit. They've got sweet treats like those chocolate-covered pretzels. You got this humongous bag. I've never seen a bag of pretzels so big, Mark. I don't think it's going to take us a full week to go through it, though.
It's like Sam's Warehouse size bags.
So, different size bags available, obviously, and then they got other cool stuff, including cooking and baking.
It was a good deal.
And really, just a huge selection of products. Talk about a great opportunity to do some gift giving as well. I think nuts.com, not only are you going to want to get some stuff for yourself, but it's a perfect opportunity to buy some stuff for folks that would love some delicious treats. Just go to nuts.com and then click on the microphone there and enter the code FTL. You'll get 4 free samples. You can choose from over 50 options. So plenty of selection for you by using code FTL at nuts.com. That's nuts.com. As we go to Jake, he's in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jake.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So I was referring back to your discussion on agorism. I don't necessarily disagree with you, but I think the black markets had a huge part in the fall of the Soviet Union in 1989, 1990. I think it hurt their credibility when you could go to the state-run grocery store and find nothing, yet the moment you go to the black market, you're provided with at least something. And there's other examples, too. I don't know if you guys have seen the movie The Great Escape. But at one point, one of the prisoners is able to turn a guard using some stolen butter. Ideas like that. Yes, he stole the guard commander's butter and bribed one of the guards with it, and then promptly used that to blackmail him. It's an old 60s movie, but it was a fabulous scene.
Yeah, the next time I'm in prison, I'll consider using butter to help myself make things better.
You use the butter, Mark, in jail to squeeze through the bar. You butter yourself up, and
the Soviet Union thing has been trotted out certainly in defense of agorism in the past, and I don't disagree that. Okay, I can't give a great defense of the state system in the Soviet Union in the late 80s because I wasn't in the Soviet Union in the late 80s. What I am in is the United States where the school system, and I like to use this example over and over again because I think that it is the most concrete example that we have. The school system's been run by the government for about 100 years. There have been private schools running against it, offering a free market alternative, a freer market alternative for that same 100 years, and the numbers of people who are using private schools doesn't really seem to change that much.
I think if you were to return, you said it was all about taxation, that they had the ability to tax. If you were to not tax that, in my case, almost 60% of my property taxes goes to the schools, if you would allow me to keep that and then ask me, all right, now what are you going to do? Where are you going to send your kids? I would pick the private schools. But in this particular case, it's the option is already taken from me. So I'm already being fleeced. So I might as well use the system that is being provided for me because the money's already been taken. Otherwise, I'm going to be paying that private tax. And on top of that, right, I'm going to be paying to the private institution.
Significantly more. This is what I'd ask you. In the Soviet Union, what was the cost of a state store jar of pickles versus a black market jar of pickles?
You probably couldn't get the jar of pickles in the state store.
Yeah,
I believe it was much less, actually, because in the Soviet Union, it was subsidized, and that's why they were constantly out.
Venezuela. Yeah. So then you don't have a comparison in that there aren't any pickles in the state store. So one had to get their pickles from the black market. So, I mean, at this point, people can get a government school education, and therefore they will take the lower cost one and then complain about how bad it is.
As far as private schools are concerned, I mean, there are expensive academies out there. But they're not all like that. I went to some private schools when I was a young kid, and we're talking maybe $2,000 a year.
There are some.
I mean, we're talking.
But it depends where you are.
We're talking a fraction of what the state is spending running.
But it's still up above what you're paying. And in my town, I believe there's a school that's about $2,000 a year to send your kid to. But you have to send your kid to a Seventh Day Adventist school in order to benefit from that. That's near my house. The other thing that I'd point out here. is when you're comparing here to the Soviet Union versus the United States is that, well, it's really important that we're talking about actual competition. When there's no pickles on the shelf, you're not talking about competition any longer, so you're not going to see the
he is talking about competition. I mean, the black market did a better job of food distribution
delivery
than the state did. Not necessarily delivery. You might have had to go somewhere to buy the things in the black market. So there's that. And I think that's a valid point to make. But ultimately, where the state is very established in our society, whether it's fire protection, police protection, or roads, it becomes very, very difficult to mount any sort of significant competition to that. Wouldn't you agree, Jake?
Well, I think one thing is that the state is unsustainable. I mean, with the teachers' unions and the mounting costs every single year, citizens are becoming more and more resistant to the rising property taxes. I know even in my area, it's gotten ridiculous.
No, they're not resistant. They pay every single year.
Hold on. So property taxes here are about $3,000 a year. I have a friend who lives in Connecticut who pays $20,000 a year for a middle-class house. The numbers just keep on going up for folks.
No, they'll leave. They'll go somewhere else before they resist anything.
Yeah, they're not going to resist because they'll lose their house.
Even leaving is a form of resistance. I mean, that's a house.
No, it's not. That's running.
I agree with you, Ian, about these people are not – these are sheeples. They are not going to resist. They're going to keep on keeping on until they're –
We can't even get people to show up at a meeting where we could, in theory, reduce the tax.
But when the system runs out of money and they are running out of money – it's going to become more and more like Venezuela or like Soviet Union, Russia, and these systems are going to fall apart, and then the agorism and the black market are going to find their time and shine.
I think leaving is a form of resistance. However, what these people do when they leave is they go someplace and then use the public schools again.
They take their bad ideas with them.
It's not a form of resistance to take the path of least resistance.
The path of least resistance is paying, and when paying becomes
okay, beyond that, though, leaving is the path of least resistance.
I disagree.
Look, Mark, you're not saying that people don't do agorism, right? Like, you're just saying that you don't believe
don't,
that ultimately...
Don't imagine for a second it's revolutionary. Don't imagine that it's going to change anything.
I think that, like I said, I think when there will become a time when agorism will shine. It will be the thing, and it will help us pick ourselves up and recover, but it's not yet. It hasn't come yet. The system is still too strong.
Jake, thanks for your call and the thoughts. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE.
I do throw agorists a bone here in my blog post, and I'd like to get to that.
All right, 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts here with us on agorism. Is it a revolutionary idea that could end the state, or is it just a good way to avoid the state's taxes?
It's working outside of the system is what it is.
And I think that's a good way to avoid taxes and put more money in your pocket and help your family. So I think ultimately it's a good thing for people to do. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Dr. Ngozi Obi is an emerging American author of Nigerian descent who's published two novels with an inspirational message. A third is in the works. Her first novel, Love's Destiny, follows Naira, a somewhat naive young woman, in a gripping tale of love lost and found. Her second novel, When Dreams and Visions Collide, follows Fern and friends as they discover what it takes to realize a dream and the true meaning of unconditional love. Dr. Obi's books are available where books are sold and ladyofdestiny.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah. Yep, it's Free Talk Live. Join us here on our toll-free line. They're 855-450-3733. Also, Skype into the show. Skype username is LRN.FM. Is working outside of the system ultimately going to lead to its downfall? That is what some people call agorism. And, Mark, you've written an article or a blog post over on the freetalklive.com news page about this, and your opinion is that no, all the evidence shows that that's not going to be the case. Because
I wouldn't say all
schools.
The evidence, but plenty of evidence seems to show the evidence that we can compile.
All right, the counter evidence was just provided by one of our callers, suggesting that in the the communist government of Russia, that ultimately the black market outperformed the government food distribution, and he's right about that. And that's also happening in North Korea, where people are turning to the black market to supply them with all manner of food and entertainment and things like that.
But personally, if the United States is going to go the way of the Soviet Union and North Korea, I and my family will have been gone a long time before that. I just don't think that government that is so controlled can retain world status or superpower status like the United States currently has. Yes, it is no longer the freest country, and yes, it is sliding down the charts of freest countries around the world. All you have to do is look at the evidence. But if it continues to slide, somebody's going to take their place, and likely that somebody is going to be somebody who embraces the free market more so than the United States seems to be doing. And these are the ebbs and flows of empires.
Let's go to Nick. He's in Pennsylvania listening via TuneIn. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Conan and Mark.
Hi. I wanted to give you a little list here, just of some examples of agorism that are revolutionizing things quite greatly.
Okay.
So Bitcoin, illegal downloading.
That is my next point here is that the next point I'm making, but go right ahead.
All right. Crowdfunding, which has the potential to obsolete taxation altogether. Mm. Uber, Airbnb, darknet markets, defense distributed or 3D printing in general, top blocking, self-organizing.
Okay, slow down, because a lot of that stuff doesn't compete with the state, right? I mean, isn't the idea of agorism to ultimately create entities that will outcompete state services?
You're not including corporations like corporate monopolies as a state service, but I do. I mean, that they're enforced by the state, they're closely tied and working with the state, they have lobbyists that are basically in bed with these guys. I mean, they may as well be the state.
Look, I'm all in favor of competing with monopoly and oligopoly structures, no doubt about it, but, I mean, Uber isn't ultimately competing with the state. They're certainly fighting against state regulation, but I don't know. I'm with you on some of those things.
I think they weaken the state's grasp.
I think Bitcoin's a great example on your list, and that is truly something that competes with the state because the state issues the currency.
And that's the point I make in the very next breath, but I was abundantly clear that agorism can't compete where the state, where we're talking the state is tax funded. So roads, cops, firemen, the military, a variety of these things that the state is directly funding. It's taking money from you already and then funding its apparatus. I'd like to see the success there. That's when I'll call agorism successful.
Yeah, I just think it's a little early to judge just yet because it is kind of dominating the headlines.
We've got 100 years of looking at schools. The most important area for parents, and that's the vast majority of people, are parents. The most important area for them is the education of their kids, and they haven't in 100 years changed their ways.
Well, we are seeing homeschooling,
right? Homeschooling's rising, but it's taking the private school kids. What you're seeing is you're seeing voucher programs, mm-hmm. you're seeing charter schools. Mm-hmm. There's a fracturing within state funding, I'll give you that. And I think that that's a pressure that's put on by people that want an alternative in education. So, if you want a half a step forward, I'll give you it.
Okay, well, let me ask you this one last thing. So, if the state is, you said the state is expanding, and you're assuming that the state isn't suffering, but we're talking about a completely collapsed, well, not completely collapsed, but a destitute state. I mean, completely trillions in debt. I mean, that's not a place you come back from. That's a dead state.
Actually, the currency itself is debt. And if the state was to pay off, if the government, the United States government was to pay off all $18 trillion that it owes at this point, and the GOA, some GOA official, a retired, government accounting office, GAO, excuse me, government accounting office official has just said that it's triple that. So let's just say that it's, that $18 million is $60 million, just for round numbers. $60 trillion. That if that $60 trillion's paid off, then there's no currency left. There's no U.S. currency because it's actually a currency created by debt.
I see your point.
Nick, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-453.
Ultimately, the dollar is a piece of paper that you move around. It's an accounting method. You know, the United States government's debt, it's inconsequential. It rivals Greece's per capita, but so? Everybody wants to go after Greece. Nobody says anything about the U.S.
Mark, you say that agorism can't work. It will not succeed when it is in direct competition with state-funded programs.
That's my claim.
But what about the dollar? What about the currency? And that's why Bitcoin is such a great type of agorism.
So I go on. This is the end of the article. You can go home now. That's it.
You got a whole hour left.
I say, no, look, I know you're mad. I know the political system has betrayed you, and you need something to believe in. How about I throw you a bone? Bitcoin is the lotto winner of agorist projects. How's that? Do you feel better? Well, sorry to tell you, currency isn't tax-funded. It's just created by governments or its confederates. If you can find another way to undermine the state, like Bitcoin does, I fully support you. But agorists are mostly just drug dealers and they're trying to justify
their
business.
God bless them.
Look, I don't have a problem with it. I'm just saying that let's call it what it is. And I don't think you need to justify it, dude. You sell drugs. Good for you. Or they're homestead farmers. Well, I've got a big garden. Mm-hmm. I've got an orchard. And I've got 20 pigs on my farms right now. I'm not undermining the state. There isn't a single politician that quakes in his expensive loafers when I eat a bite of pork chop. It just doesn't happen because it just doesn't matter. Ultimately,
it does matter, though, because you're helping your family, you're raising your self-sustainability,
What's that mean?
I'm just saying, you're saying it doesn't matter, you mean it doesn't matter in the fight against the state, right?
I don't think it matters at all, and I don't think the points you say matter either. When you say it helps my family, how does it help my family?
You're self-sustainable. You've got...
What does self-sustainability mean?
You've got things that you're growing on your farm.
I pay four times the amount that you pay at the grocery store, because you've never been
interested. Well, then there's a reason you're doing it.
You've never taken a bite of my pork, because you have no interest in it.
If you cook me some pork and bring it here, I'm going to eat it.
Son, I am not your butler, and I'm not going to bring
you
food.
Complain about me not eating your pork. You're
if you
want
to pay $4 a pound for pork, that's my wholesale cost.
Yeah.
That's what I pay to raise them.
But you're doing it because
it
benefits you.
Let me finish. I pay $4 a pound to raise pigs on my farm. That is how unsustainable it is. It's 99 cents a pound at the grocery store.
But you're doing
it. If I wanted to put money away, I could take $3 a pound
for pork. That's not your goal, obviously, is to put money away.
And have some kind of thing ready for when the big collapse happens or whatever. Sustainability, I don't see it. At this point, it hasn't resulted in anything. We don't know whether the system's going to collapse in the future. People have been saying that for decades. We have no idea. The central bankers are really good at keeping those balls
in the
air. Okay,
but Mark, look, maybe you know what you're saying is it's expensive to do the pig thing, but most people can benefit from growing their own food, right? Like, you know, having a vegetable garden.
Yeah, like, for example, vegetable gardens are very productive. Chickens are very productive.
Chickens are cheap.
They're very cheap. I mean, they eat bugs. I mean, bugs and table scraps. So there is a way to do this, but...
And if you weren't benefiting some way, whether it's the psychic income or whatever, you wouldn't be doing it. So obviously it's worth doing, and not everyone should stay inside the system. And that's not what you're saying here. I think it's important to clarify. At least my understanding of what you're saying is that don't think you're going to destroy the state by cooking your own pizzas and selling them to your friends or whatever, you know, agorist project, underground, market-based project you have.
But I do
have a
solution.
That doesn't mean that's a bad idea to, you know, cook food for your friends or grow your own food.
I've got a solution that I've seen working that I believe is replicatable, that people can get involved in. I know this is difficult. Agorism had a real run after the Ron Paul campaign, agorism, which is basically just working outside the system and not paying taxes or things like that. For some people, it's just doing a little bit of that. I think that there's a better solution. And
we'll talk about it.
I'd like to share you.
So 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Plus, Uber is now offering horse and buggy rides, apparently. It's a protest, and we'll explain what that's about if we get the chance. Your calls come first, though. If you want to join us, you can also call in on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the new Healing Our World is a great gift this Christmas for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.